Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I really appreciate you two stopping to help me out.
Don't worry about it. We couldn't pass by knowing someone was stranded on the roadside.
Now, what seems to be the problem with your car?
Well, I've got a flat tire, so I guess I'll have to call a tow truck.
That's not necessary if you have a spare and a jack in the trunk.
I think I do. Let me see. Yeah, everything's good to go.
In that case, we can help you change the tire. The replacement work shouldn't take us very long.
Number 50. What is the woman's problem? Number 51. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Everything's good to go"?
Number 52. What is mentioned about the work? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Please stand over here and raise your arms. I need to take one final measurement for your jacket.
Certainly, but before I forget, how much will everything cost?
About $75. However, if the jacket takes longer than 2 hours to alter, it'll be slightly more.
That seems a bit steep, but I suppose it's worth it for quality work. Oh, one last thing. When will the suit be ready?
I should be done altering it by next Tuesday.
That's actually convenient, since I need to consult with a customer in this neighborhood then anyway.
Great. Just note that we don't open until 11 a.m.
Number 53. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 54. What information does the woman provide? Number 55. What will the man probably do on Tuesday? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
This is Liam Gates calling from Ondine Bank. We are hosting our annual awards ceremony next month, and my associate strongly suggested using your company. I was wondering if we could meet this week to discuss the possibility of your business catering the event.
I would be happy to do that, Mr. Gates. Most of my afternoons this week are free.
What about tomorrow? Could you meet me here at our headquarters on Larson Avenue at 2?
That's fine. But before we meet, I suggest you take a look at our website. There are examples of menus we prepared in the past, as well as price lists. It should give you a better idea of what types of food we offer.
Number 56. Why does the man want to hire the woman's company? Number 57. What will most likely happen tomorrow? Number 58. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
I just had a meeting with our restaurant manager. He said that all the staff working in the dining area will have to wear uniforms starting next month. What do you think about that?
Why not? Employees in other establishments wear them to look more presentable and organized. And think of the time it'll save us every morning. We won't have to figure out what to wear to work anymore.
You're probably right. It'll also be easier for customers to identify staff if we're all wearing the same type of clothing.
I just hope the uniforms aren't uncomfortable to wear.
Number 59. What is the business planning to do? Number 60. What is the woman looking forward to? Number 61. What is the woman worried about? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and table.
Excuse me, I'm in the market for a kitchen range. I have the dimensions of the space that the stove will fill with me, but I need help making a selection.
How wide do you need the device to be? And are there any specific features that you want the appliance to have?
30 inches. Plus, I'd like a built-in timer, a gas-powered cooktop and oven, and a stainless steel exterior.
Then either the Bryn Mawr or Flame is the best option. Other brands like Hegel and Anderson only come in larger sizes.
Also, my budget tops out at $1,800.
In that case, we've got just the model for you.
Number 62. What did the man bring with him? Number 63. What feature does the man want? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which model will the man probably be shown? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and product manual.
Hello. I'm calling to express my dissatisfaction with a tent I purchased from your sporting goods store yesterday.
Okay, I can assist you with that. What seems to be the problem?
Well, neither of the two largest poles came in the box. I have the other poles and pegs, but I'm unable to assemble the tent.
I apologize for the inconvenience, ma'am. We'll gladly provide you with the missing parts if you bring your receipt to our shop within 30 days.
All right. I'll do that this afternoon, since my office is near the shopping center your store is in.
Number 65. Why does the woman place the call? Number 66. Look at the graphic. What was not included in the box? Number 67. What will the woman probably do later today? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
I'm glad you've joined me at the Mint Gallery today. I'm a huge fan of the painter being featured here right now.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Should we go buy our passes now?
We don't have to. My company gave me a couple of free tickets for this event. Oh, by the way, where did you park?
I couldn't find a spot on West Street, so I parked in front of the store on the corner of Lilac and Fern Street, the one closest to the gallery.
But that's a no parking zone. There's a parking lot just down the street, next to the cafe. You should move your car there right away.
Number 68. Why have the speakers met up? Number 69. What does the man suggest? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which business did the man